Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey guys, oh shit, wow, hi.
I got your Christmas present.
Oh.
Oh no,
did you're gonna hate love it?
No, oh, my Christmas present.
No, this is for you.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't
wrap it.
No, it's fine.
I didn't apologize. I'm just telling you I didn't wrap it.
Okay.
It's cool. It's really cool.
I'll be
the judge of that.
It's a really great gift, a little better than your gift.
A little light.
Well, could be cash. Could you imagine?
Yes, I can.
You don't have to pretend if you don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
You need a Zippo to put in it. Or like, you know, you need a lighter.
Anything. My high blood pressure pills.
Well, I think it's for a lighter.
It is for a lighter, but chomp.
Do you ever do Zippos or is that like cool?
Mama, I could do a regular lighter in there.
It's nice, right?
So fabulous. I love it so much.
This artist on Etsy makes them by hand. Oh, I don't know who they are.
Tooth to hand. It is so fierce.
You don't know what I Googled to find that. I opened my Christmas gift from you finally. It's fancy sheets.
No, it actually was half for David because I know he has a profuse sweater at night. Mama, these change the game. They flip the script. It's a whole new story on nighttime sweating.
Yeah.
Think of the past.
David and I are having a good healthy game of verbal racquetball.
Okay.
When it comes to the price of things in the home still.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oof. Today he was like, I'm trying to find a rug for the dining room, that's not too expensive. So here's this. I said, this is $1,000.
Mama, he said, get a grip,
no,
honey.
He goes, well, the other one I wanted to show you was $3,000. I said, what? I said, have you tried rugs.com?
Oh, mama.
Rugs.com. Is it? No, but I went to rugs.com and I was like, can we find something for $300?
Do you want a tarp?
That's the thing. David was like, it's going to be cheap. If you buy it cheap, it's going to look cheap.
$13,000. Some of these rugs are 50,000 silk rugs, handmade. Mary, the rugs, you will gag. I've been deep and vicious in the rug game for a while now. I got a runner. I love Moroccan Berber rugs.
But you do have that side business, that rug steaming, deep cleaning business.
Yeah. I got that. You know, it's the, what's it called? Rugrats.
It's extermination and rug cleaning.
Yeah. Oh my God. So we killed
and
all the rats,
sitting.
But I noticed these hardwood floors need a little protection. How about a runner?
Well, that's okay. This is what you do. You go clean people's houses, and while you're there, you release some vermin. 3 days later, you come back in a fake mustache. You say, we're doing a check of the area. Do you have a rat infestation, you gross pig?
Yeah, and also notice this really ugly laminate linoleum.
When you're in there doing the rats, you snip some wires. You come back as an electrician.
Mama.
You keep the business going.
You jiggle the lock, the locksmith.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long con. But rugs, get out of town. Not get out of town, Mary.
The one he showed me was $1,000. I was like,
but how big was it?
It's 9x12.
Mama, $1,000, get out of here.
Are you on his side?
$5,000.
He's gotten to you.
No,
he's gotten to you.
He's, Mama, this is a rug you want for 10 years.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Everything sucks. Girl, the mover smashed the dining room table. Big piece of wood. It's about 9x12. Giant dining room table. Because I have a lot of guests.
A lot of dinners.
I don't have a lot of guests, but they're all really fat.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of big people.
Three guests.
Big
huge
people. Yep. Bear parties. And smashed the table, and I had to call someone and say, hi, I need a new thing. I need a new wooden tabletop for my table. $3,000 for a piece of solid walnut.
Yep. A cherry walnut.
This actually grows on trees. What are we talking about here?
I know.
Now I'm like, every time I've ever gotten paid as a drag queen and I think I'm are charging too much. Not when there's $3,000 rugs in the world.
Mama, well, not when there's $50,000 rugs.
But aren't there machines making these rugs?
No, some of these are handmade by machines.
Robot hands.
No,
Megan.
The $1,000 one, that is a machine. That's a print. That prints out of a printer, girl, a desk jet.
I know.
On a little cardstock.
I think he is right, and I think everyone's right. Because every time I try to turn to a trusted confidant to complain about the price of these items, everyone's like, well, yeah, stuff costs money.
But here's the thing, though. You can really be strategic antiquing on wall sconces for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Super beautiful statement things, but a rug,
well, David,
a mattress, a bed frame.
He was like, well, you know, we're doing a mix. He said, we're doing a mix of really high-end stuff and then kind of like cheaper, kitschy. Like, I said, and where are those items so far in the house? Because I haven't seen
them. I haven't seen nothing cheap nor kitschy.
White glove service. Don't even get me started.
Oh.
No. White glove is open to interpretation, Diva. Because this whore came up in our house. These men assembled this coffee table. And it was a cheaper coffee table because I hit the roof on the $3,000 coffee table. Sure, I said, we need to shut it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a cardboard box in here and spray paint it. Like, but they put it together where the top tier was supposed to be glass and the bottom tier is mirror. Sure. Right? Two-tier coffee table. They put the mirror on top. David said, this is wrong.
Yeah.
And they were like, And he was like, can you fix it? And he said they were literally like, yeah, I guess. But what is the point of paying for white glove service if you're not going to put it together the way it at least looks in the picture?
Yeah. Let me tell you about my white glove service.
Tell me about the white gloves, honey.
When I ordered
That's the red table talk. The white glove talk.
When I ordered my Canopy King, California King bed frame out of solid wood that weighed up in the ballpark of 700 to 800 pounds altogether.
In
pieces, of course, the bed frame. The old place.
How does it not fall through the floor?
Well, I mean, you've been up there.
But I mean, you're putting your body on top of it. What is that, 3,000 pounds?
I mean, this thing came up it could have been 1,000 pounds altogether, easily.
And they carried it up there.
The white glove service, one woman with a arm cast.
Stop it.
In a truck.
Stop it.
After I came home from the gym doing legs.
Stop it. Wobbly.
Wobbly.
Rubber.
Like literally. And I'm like, so where are the white gloves exactly?
And where are the men? Where are the giant, young, virile men wearing them?
And I had to have white jockstrap service when I had all those porn stars come over and lift it up. But it was $700.
Were you calling the fisting gays being like, can you get over here?
Yes, please. I was like, I need some white glove service or some black glove service for the
fisters.
Not
to be a predator.
But wait, $800 for that white glove service,
about,
by the way.
Naked movers.
A little dangerous. I would say jockstrap.
I mean, nothing sexual plays out, but like you're in your bedroom working on your computer and then big hot muscly movers just dropping off a table and being like, bye.
Well, movers are inherently sexy.
Yeah, they are.
I've moved
they
like are. Five times.
They're coming in your house and they're touching your stuff and they're moving it.
Sometimes, and if you do due diligence, mama, that is a turn on. I mean, not a turn on sexually for them. It's just convenient and they like that, but for me, it's the step in the door.
You know, when I was on Crank Anchors, I had to call a moving service and I had to request movers and I had to make it very romantically. I had to call a moving service and be like, well, you know, do you have anybody who's a Pisces? And I had to be like, do you have, how about between 6'2 and 6'5 in Puerto Rican?
Oh my God.
I had to like request.
Did they take it?
Eventually they were being very amicable and then eventually she goes, I don't know what kind of service you think this is, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got wise to me.
Yeah. We're moving furniture, not your fat ass to orgasm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I'm very open, but he has to be able to read Braille.
Yeah. 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 Braille and also Sanskrit. Doesn't need to have any vision or hearing, but yeah, all these other things are important.
You know, putting together your own furniture, it's fine. David and I put together David and I put together that makeup desk in my drag room. Okay. Probably the only fight we ever had was over that.
Yeah.
Because it can introduce tension in a relationship.
Oh, you think?
Trying to build furniture.
Oh, yes.
So sometimes white glove service, it is premium, but what I want is for them to come in, put it together correctly, clean up.
That's what I understand to be white glove service. Adequate bodies to transport the furniture safely, to arrange it neatly, perfectly, and then to clean up and like it was, they were never there.
I would even pay for the heightened version of that where they not only deliver the couch, they take your old one. Whatever that version is, I would pay for that.
Yeah, I would do white sock service too.
White knuckle service.
White knuckle service, white eye service. Glare. Yeah. Like.
Yes. Well, I just, it's a lot to pay for. And so I wish that they weren't.
Moving is so
feeble,
expensive.
Broken armed women. Or I wish they put the table together correctly. I know. Or,
you should have seen me trying to lug. I mean, some of the pieces weighed 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Just single pieces.
Jesus.
And I had to lug it up the stairs.
And you still love this bed?
I had to sell it. But guess what? I didn't even have to sell it. I had to give it away.
No!
Yes! Nobody would take it because it was so heavy.
No!
Yeah, yeah. White glove service.
How much was it?
It was only $600, but $700 shipping white glove service fee, honey. Yeah, but it's beautiful. It was sumptuous. Mahogany woodwork.
Casper?
No, the bed frame.
But is the mattress a Casper?
The Casper, yeah. It was a Casper.
I sleep on that Casper.
Love it. It's fabulous.
I sleep like a baby.
Well, babies
on heroin.
Okay, there you go.
Like,
yeah.
Drool.
Yeah.
Dream. The REM cycle.
Yeah.
Violent.
Pinpoint like, pupils. Glassy eyes. Just
unwakeable.
Aspirating on your vomit.
David keeps it 60 degrees in the house.
Oh.
I climb Saint underneath David. His big hairy body.
Yeah.
And I put him on top of me like a water bottle. And I don't emerge until I see my shadow. Like, I sleep 9 hours straight through every night.
It's fucking fierce. That is a privilege and it's a pleasure. And I wish everybody, it's a human right. It's a human right.
That was the thing that David was trying to get me to spend money on was the bed. And I complained the whole time until the first night in the bed. When I laid on the fancy sheets with the fancy headboard and the fancy, I said,
yes,
take what you want.
Mama, take it all.
Take my
the microwave.
Family, yeah. Take my friends.
Take the clothes.
Take anything. But you can't take this bed away from me now.
I'm shocked at how much. So I had to downgrade to a queen. Oh my God.
I think it's funny that you are on a muscle, like a mass gaining journey, and then you get the smaller bed. You're going to become
the whale.
No, you're going to be like shoulder to shoulder ends of the mattress.
Well, I'm going
to
be like Rose on the little piece of wood.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Jack is gonna have to go under the bed.
Yeah,
yeah. But the it's this. I think it's Helix. Helix, Mama. They turned the mattress. Party so tightly,
mm-hmm.
Screwed it in just right.
The mattress.
The mattress.
Yeah, it's fierce.
It's fierce, and it's not. All things being, you know, all things considered. A car is very expensive. $20,000, $50,000, $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like $2,500.
Love it.
And I sleep on it every night. I put my naked body in that bed every night.
My friend Becca, who, you know, she worked at Steinhoffel's, which is a big mattress store in the Midwest. And she always said to the people buying mattresses, she said, you spend a third of your life on the mattress.
Why would you settle? Eat Rice-A-Roni. Eat crap for, you know what I mean? Like, I would rather eat SpaghettiOs.
Rice-A-Roni is not crap.
Okay, sorry, but SpaghettiOs, Chef Boyardee.
Why are you listing my favorite foods and saying they're all crap? Let's shit on the real shitty foods. Celery, lettuce.
Yeah. You know, but like ramen for dinner. It's worth the sacrifice. If I knew then what I know now, I definitely would have got a better mattress.
You know, you're in a different financial bracket than you were, let's say, 10 years ago, I think.
Even so, though. But I'm saying it, $2,000, you can save up for that in 2 years. I could have when I was poor. I mean, I paid back $15,000 when I was making no money.
No, I'm done talking about the mattress. This is about something else.
Well, I have not done talking.
I was going to ask, based on shitty foods, cheap foods, what's a food that no matter how ridiculous, if you became Jeff Bezos, what is the super dirt cheap food that you like love?
Oh, but see, I am the wrong person to ask because I don't, the decadence in my food consumption is all about the service and the preparation, people driving it to my house. That's where I get decadent. But girl, it's about Zanku, it's Chinese, it's I love to eat Thai.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, that's my cuisine.
You should go on like a Miss Big tour, like go to Asia and just eat.
See, Asia freaks me out because no sweet breakfast. I got to have a sweet breakfast. I can't eat noodles and clams for breakfast.
No, wait, I cannot. You don't even like eggs and toast for breakfast?
No, I love that. Along with pancakes.
Potatoes.
I love it. Love a diner special, 222 at the Park Street.
You like French toast?
I love French toast. I love pancakes. I love sausage, bacon, scrambled eggs with hot sauce. Hot sauce.
I love breakfast. Dave is not a breakfast person. This morning he woke up and I was making
He's not a, what do you
I was
mean?
Making two eggs and one piece of wheat toast. I like a simple plain breakfast.
Yeah, monk style.
They're plain and tall. Yeah. And he walks in, and I'm apparently making Jiffy Pop. That's how I cook. But he walks in and goes, oh, and none for me. I go, you don't eat breakfast. You never eat breakfast.
We gotta flip the script on that, because breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
I love breakfast.
I love it too.
I love cereal. Love it. Yeah. Eggs and toast and potatoes. Love it.
Yeah.
Bitch, these frozen potatoes from Orida, mm-hmm. they come with onions and red and green peppers mixed in them. Mm-hmm. Put them in the pan. Crack an egg over it.
Mama.
Oh my God.
What would you say to silver dollar pancakes, fresh squeezed orange juice, turkey bacon, or bacon bacon?
Bacon bacon.
And then perhaps like an oat milk flat white.
Grape juice? Grapefruit juice.
Concord grape juice. Just a shot.
And I love those like morning ginger shots.
Absolutely.
Get me together.
Ginger and pepper.
First thing in the morning, nose bleeding. Yeah. Stomach puking.
Yeah.
Love
ulcers.
It.
Ulcers pumping.
Someday we should open a breakfast spot.
I listen.
We set the standard incredibly high for good breakfast food.
But you know what though? So in LA, it's a problem. Back in Boston, there was this place called Mike and Patty's. I lived and breathed by this. It was mm-hmm. breakfast and lunch, 2 blocks from my house in the Bay Village.
Mm-hmm.
Literally 4x4 square feet.
Oh wow! Okay,
like fit 3 people on a stool. Lines down the block, artisanal, yada yada yada. They named a sandwich after me. They called what's called Brian Toast. It was called Brian Toast. It was, listen to this, breakfast.
This is before Drag Race?
Oh, yeah. Because I was in the neighborhood. So it's 2 pieces of toast. It's toast, cinnamon honey butter, griddled, like French toast. And so it's...
cinnamon honey butter on bread.
Cinnamon honey butter on bread and then griddled.
Okay.
And then powdered sugar over it.
Whoa.
It was so delicious. And they called it Brian Toast.
Open at breakfast.
Yeah, but the point of that story is... It folded. It's so hard to keep up. It's so hard.
It's breakfast.
And in LA, you have to charge prices that are so unreasonable for breakfast.
Yeah, but if we make the quality good, if we make it truly the best French toast in the neighborhood, truly the best coffee, the best everything.
Yeah, I mean,
we
there is some breakfast. Competition.
And you know why I love to take breakfast. Something we love and make money off it?
I mean, I would love to be serving coffee behind the counter. In drag every day.
I worked at the motel on Christmas. I showed up in drag and I served happy hour.
Did
I tell you about this? Showed up in drag. Guests start checking in about 3-4.
You showed up in drag.
And I was there in drag and people would ring the doorbell and they'd have their suitcases and I would go open the door.
Hi, this is Karen from hospitality.
But I thought they were going to be like, oh my God, Trixie.
What did they do?
Fear. Faces white.
Faces
tongue
of death.
Swollen. Eyes bloodshot. Silent.
It.
I'm walking to the. I'm in drag with their suitcases. I go, isn't it beautiful? We have you in the Malibu. You're going to love it. And can I recommend our notch? Silence. Terrified of me. They go into their rooms. Then
crying.
They know I'm still there. Oh. I'm out there with my tray serving happy hour. They're coming out of their rooms like this.
Wait, what is
because
it?
Because gay fear.
Fear.
They weren't ready for me to be there. So I thought it'd be a fun holiday treat.
At the Trixie Motel.
But eventually I left because I said, I think I'm killing the vibe. Everyone's afraid of me, so I gotta go. But I was serving drinks to the people and I was like,
damn, what a bummer.
It was fun. It was really fun. But I was like, oh, they're scared. I should go.
I feel like I should have served the drinks as a buffer. And then you come out as a big grand reveal. And then they're like, whoa.
Well, we did have a guest stay the night after you stayed in that room.
What'd they say happened?
Well, I told them you took a bath and they were like, well, then I'm taking one. People want to be close to you.
Oh, wow. Well, and it's funny because that tub is a little shallow for me because I got long legs. And I noticed.
You're big.
I noticed,
you got in, did it empty out completely?
It almost did. But then I noticed the little head of my penis, my teeny little acorn peeny pecker
mm-hmm.
was above the water.
And you had to pee. So you just filled the tub right back up.
Thank you.
Breakfast.
I have this. Well, not breakfast fantasy, but I do have this kind of semi-recurring sexual fantasy that probably will never happen because it involves a lot of cleanup. I want to piss in the bed on somebody.
Okay.
Like, whoa.
Do it. Oh, wait. Are you surprised in this scenario? That sound? It seems like you want to be surprised.
I want it to be spontaneous, kind of, because I don't want to lay down the rubber sheet. You know what I'm saying? It would involve a mess of horrible, pissy cleanup.
Well, the problem is that piss is going in the mattress.
Well, not
you can't
the
clean piss out of the middle of the mattress.
No. I do have a mattress protector since I am getting into fisting, I'm going to do the latex rubber sheet.
I was going to say, why don't you do a latex sheet on the bottom?
Yeah.
And that way.
But I want to do it in a hotel. Okay. Just so rude. And I would just never.
Can you not do it at my motel?
I would never. Okay. I piss in the sink only there.
Okay.
By the way, for the listeners, I stayed at the Trixie Motel and I haven't uploaded my vlog yet about it. My extensive vlog. I'm still waiting on YouTube to figure that out. But
we got to get YouTube down here.
I was waiting for them all night long. It was really great.
It was really great.
I was very skeptical because I was like, motel, blah. You know, I want to stay at the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
You know, but it was so cute. The bed was very comfortable. Wonderful Casper. Night's sleep. And then even for me, yeehaw, cowgirl, not exactly my vibe. I totally sank into the vibe. A lovely little kitchenette, breakfast nook, outdoor area, smoking only for me. And a refrigerator. I went to the grocery store and I loaded up on groceries.
That room also has the full bar. It has like the bar. And you can sit in your computer. The vanity.
The vanity, I mean, Mary. Yeah.
There's nothing.
Water was a little brown at first, but that happens a lot of places.
And then you got in the water and it got browner.
Then we get black.
Oh, are you going to hear? When I don't use that shower for a few days, when I turn it on,
yeah,
it's ending time.
Black diarrhea.
It's blood.
Yeah, it's black diarrhea.
It's chunky.
Yeah. Do you know about the fucking, I don't even want to talk about distilled water. Who gives a shit?
Now, I want to go back to breakfast. I want to go back to breakfast.
Yes.
Do you like breakfast sandwiches?
So here's the problem. Oh.
What?
I know.
That's like the whole thing.
I know. I just can't get on the sandwich game. So this is my breakfast. I got to have something sweet.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to, but I prefer, like, even toast and jam and jelly. That's something sweet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So English breakfast, literally fuck the fuck out of here.
Girl, get out of here.
Fuck out of here with your...
Get your baked beans and your half tomato and get
and
the fuck out of here.
And your hockey pucks.
And mushrooms.
Marinated mushrooms.
Mushrooms,
tomatoes.
Mary. Girl.
Potatoes.
Bye.
Okay. So it is brioche French toast or a lovely fluffy pancake. Doesn't have to be flavored with blueberries, but I'm certainly welcome to
That's nice.
And then one or two. And then slices of bacon, sausage, like not wet, kind of dryish scrambled eggs, more well done. And then Tabasco and chupacabra sauce. And then that's it.
Do you like, you know, when we were in Europe, I was trying to, they do their eggs very runny. And I've been trying to get more into that because I think as I get older, I do like it.
You like wet eggs?
Not wet, but like Americans notoriously overcook eggs. You know that, right? Like the rest of the world is like, why are your eggs rubber?
No, because I like them fluffy.
But we cook the moisture out of them.
But see, I don't care. I like my turkey dry. I like my turkey like jerky on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This turkey's so moist. I'm like, ugh.
You don't even like a bagel, cheese, and egg.
See, I don't do cheese.
Oh, see, that's what the sandwich is all about.
Yeah, sandwich is all about.
It's all about the cheese.
Cheese and the condiments.
Okay, it's all making sense now.
Yeah.
Love brioche French toast.
Oh my God, with compote.
Girl.
Waffles. Compote.
Apples. Love girl, you ever been to the original pancake house?
The giant apple cinnamon waffle, honey. I had one when we were in Canada. It's the whole so fucking cunty. Thing.
It's so cunty.
They used to call it the Big Apple back in Bickford's. We used to smoke this big. Yeah. There was a challenge to eat the whole thing.
You like donuts?
I certainly do.
Mary.
Crispy
the
cream,
apple fritter.
Hot and it's fresh.
The California donuts in Hollywood. The apple fritter there.
Yeah. Tarantina.
Wig. Flew the chat. Cronuts. Okay. You know what a cronut is?
I sure do. It's a croissant and a donut. It's lovely.
How do they do it? I'm like... I don't cook like other people cook.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's
green. No, you do cook.
If it's Green Chef or something, I'll follow it. Mm-hmm. But somebody at some point invented a cronut.
They also invented penicillin too, though, mama.
But that doesn't matter.
Okay.
How has that helped anyone? I'm talking about donuts.
People are waiting in line for cronuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been going to this California donuts place enough in Hollywood that I'm waiting for them to finally ask my name because I want to be local. I want a brine toast.
Yes. Yes.
But I go LA's there every day and LA's they couldn't care less.
Of course not.
They're
this
like,
is LA. But Julie Roberts was just in here and she slapped me. So,
No, they'll be like, another cronut? I'm like,
yeah. Oh, gag.
I want another one. Is that okay?
Do you like Boston cream?
You know, put me in jail. Fuck me in prison. But
Unrelated.
But I don't really like stuffed donuts too much.
I don't
and Boston
either.
Cream is a little too rich. It's custard, right?
It's almost a little too rich.
It's custard, right?
It's custard.
And yeah. I think it's a little heavy.
It's way too much for me.
Like and an I like custard, but it can get really eggy because custard is egg.
It's goopy. Mm-hmm. It's goopy poopy.
Remember when I was into making ice cream and I made that ice cream that was custard and you were like, something's wrong with this.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, it's
it was soup. It's cold
custard.
Soup. It was cold soup.
It was a savory ice cream.
Speaking of savory ice cream, not savory ice cream. I got these Fat Boy ice cream sandwiches from the grocery mart the other day. They call Fat Boy. The traditional ice cream sandwich in a Klondike size square.
Uh-huh.
So delicious. So refreshing.
Delicious.
Yeah. Like so delicious.
So you and I are on different ends of the aisle because I'm over on the
I'm doing frozen pizzas, frozen treats, Häagen-Dazs. I'm doing whole milk, well, half and half.
In my heart, I'm trying to have the, what's the skinny kind of ice cream?
Mama, no.
No, but in my heart, I'm trying to have
sorbet.
That. Sorbet. But in my real self,
yeah.
My real self, when I'm alone at night in the dark,
you're shoveling lard into your.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Cherry Garcia.
What's so wrong
cherry
with that?
Cherry ice cream with dark chocolate
yes.
chips. And honey, you know what else?
What else?
That, oh, fish food from Ben and Jerry's. Any of those Ben and Jerry's, yeah. Shove it up my ass.
But see, here's the thing. You do that, it's just you don't do the whole pint.
Oh, but I'm not doing that either. You know what I can do? I could do it in thirds.
Yeah.
Have the top third and we're done yes. now. The next night, yes. you have a little more. Then
yes.
you're done now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Eating the whole. I've never eaten the whole.
Oh, I eat a pint every time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Don't
love
feel,
it.
Don't you feel sick?
No, honey. Love it.
You feel like, finally.
I'm like, I feel some weight. I feel it like weighs me down when I go to bed.
Well, that's why you don't like breakfast sandwiches. You're having a pint of ice cream first thing in the morning.
No, not in the morning.
Yeah. David today had one of those delivered coffees again. And I said, we're coming up to the talk. Mama, we're going to have to talk about
he
your
is
delivered coffee.
This is, we got to get the feds involved or something.
I know.
Yeah. Get Lisa on the case.
She's
got connections. No, she's got connections. But, I mean, the swans, the moats, that's a luxury. That's decadence.
No, but Lisa's the one who's always like, you know what? You work hard. Don't you want your home to be a sanctuary?
But it, yes. And on that note, it will be even more of a sanctuary when you have the perfect coffee.
That's unmatched. How I feel. I said
the perfect coffee unmatched by anybody. Exactly when you want it. Hot.
Because really, you drink coffee.
Every
the
day.
The coffee people at the stores, they're not doing different than you can do at home. Right?
Also,
or are they? Is this store coffee better? My grandpa used to say that that McDonald's coffee was the best.
McDonald's, it depends. But here's the thing. It's in transit.
Mm.
If it's hot, it's cold by the time it gets to you. It's getting trampled. It's getting spit on. It's getting handled. It's getting transported by a person who's underpaid.
Now, if you're going to splurge and get coffee delivered, where do you like best here?
I would just do, like, if I'm going to splurge, I'm going to say, get those nasty milkshake frappuccinos from Starbucks. Get four of them.
I've seen you drink those desserts.
Yeah, it's a milkshake. It's an Oreo cookie, it's a milkshake
with caffeine.
It's about 1,700 calories, 2,500 grams of sugar. And I go like this.
If I even sniffed one of those, yeah. I would get cankles.
It's just so much sugar. Well, mama.
We know.
Zibidae.
It's big. Yeah. I mean, this is a place called Alfred over in West Hollywood, and they have a rose black tea, so it tastes like flowers.
Do you have? Oh, I think I have a good idea for a gift for you, for my tea shop days. If you like, do you like jasmine rose?
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
Jasmine rooibos pearl.
The jasmine pearls where they unfurl.
They're cunty.
They're beautiful.
They're very
they're
cunty.
Not super flavorful, but they're pretty.
I think they're good.
Okay.
People,
monkey picked oolong.
What'd you call me? You know how I bought David Masterclass for Christmas?
You really did?
I bought a Masterclass. Do you want to wear a suit? I bought him a membership to Masterclass.
Oh, so he can choose any?
So he can watch them.
All of them?
I think so. Isn't that how you do it? You subscribe for like per month and you can watch whatever you want?
I hope so. Well, I want to get that little number because I want to watch the David Lynch one.
Well, I think it's for one person.
Well, I know.
Okay. Oh, so you want to steal it from him?
No, I'll come to his house.
Oh, okay.
Well, he can make coffee.
Well, his house is my house, so I'm going to know about it.
Okay. Even better.
Yeah. But he's been, so now when we talk about home stuff, should we get this? He'll be like, well, on the masterclass, they talked about the importance of sight lines in a room. And I was like, you're actually watching it.
I love it. I love it.
I'm going to start adding classes. He's my Megan. I'm going to start choosing which skills he has.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pump being a good boyfriend to the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, Waking up at 6 a.m. to eat the pussy out, you know.
Cooking for a loved one who's a cross-dresser.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like to get your pussy eaten out in the morning? Morning sex? Is that too personal? Just morning sex.
If we're being honest, David always, especially when we started dating, always wanted to have sex in the morning. And I would go along with it because I'm complicit.
Yeah.
Sexually, if you start it, I'll probably do it. I don't even have to like you. I'll go along with it because I don't have the courage to stop it.
Wonderful compliment.
So I could just do
that. You're a diehard romantic.
But David wakes up with if David wakes up every morning with a giant boner.
Yeah.
And I know about it because I'm being poked by him about 12 different ways.
Little poke coming through.
Not a little poke.
A giant a hammer. Yeah.
Yeah. But then when I wake him up there and I say, good morning, he said, shut up. So now what?
Mom, but that's a relationship that's going to last.
That's true.
It's got staying power.
I, in the morning, for me to wake up and feel like having sex, we have to have started dating 2 weeks ago where I'm just horny all the time. I'm not doing that.
You have to have had to wander in my bed 10 minutes before I wake up. Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
And wake me up with a little bell with brioche pancakes.
A bell attached to your erect penis.
He is so unbelievably
so
hot.
I watched a movie with Henry Cavill, Armie Hammer.
E.T.? Oh, was it wrong?
No, it was Under the Tuscan Sun. Mm. The man from Uncle.
Uncle Buck?
Uncle
John Candy? It all comes back to John Candy.
I wish. Elizabeth Debicki, the villain, 6'4", 6'4" old, I was going to say. 6'2", this giant statuesque diva. But these two men fighting each other, I couldn't help but wonder, what if they whipped out their dongs?
Movie was this?
It's called The Man from U.N.C.L.E. It's an action movie.
And why are they fighting?
Because one's a Russian spy and the other's a whatever. They're
okay.
Americans and Russians. They have to work together, though.
Wow.
Yeah. So Armie Hammer's doing a goofy Russian accent. Henry Cavill's being impossibly sexy. They're both two sides of a very sexy coin that I would love shoved up my tight little cunt.
I'm not in a horny phase right now, but lately men have been stopping me in my tracks. Do you know what a certain Donald Glover looks like?
From Lethal Weapon?
No. He's an actor, right?
Yeah, Donald Glover from...
Donald are you Glover thinking of Danny Glover?
Danny Glover.
I'm talking about Donald Glover. They are related, right? Donald Glover.
Babies? Yeah.
Wasn't he in Star War?
He is. Is the.
Wasn't he in a Star War?
Wasn't he the musical act as well?
No. Oh, isn't he a musical person? He's Gambino. This is America.
He's
right?
Like outrageously talented.
I have had a crush on him since that This Is America video. And then when he started acting, I was like, is this a fucking joke?
Yeah.
He is so hot. And he's got kind of buck teeth, like two big teeth, which are just very hot on him. He is so, if I met him in person, I think I would melt.
You'd be like, is there a turd factory that you own? Because I would like to gobble them all up.
He's so hot. Henry Cavill, when I watched, what is it? Hombre de Acera, the Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
I was like, I'm also human. Yeah. I'm also male.
I know.
And so is he.
Mama, I watched that Witcher mess where he has that horrible vanity, illegally blonde, wet wig on the whole time. And even with that unit on, oh, mama, shit in the mouth. Shit
straight
in my parents' mouth.
The mouth.
Black diarrhea all in my face. You don't even have to touch my wee wee.
He is so hot. How do people look like that?
He's also really nice and everything.
He plays Superman so.
Because he is Superman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's also a good actor.
He's a really good actor. He was so good in Superman. Yeah. I don't even give a shit about Superman. It's a little too white bread for me, but it was so good.
Yeah.
I like my heroes
Wonder
more
Woman,
conflicted.
Mama, throw it in the bin.
You don't like Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman, throw her in the bin. That movie is Tina Wesley.
You don't
both
like
them.
It? Oh, I didn't like the second one at all.
Oh, the second one was a farce. I'm just, Gal Gadot, she can't act for shit. That woman couldn't act if she was.
I like Gal Gadot.
You too? She is one of the worst actresses of our generation.
She's a great Wonder Woman.
She's a pretty lady. And her name is Gal, so I guess that qualifies her to be woman.
But, Wonder Gal.
But well, Wonder Gal. Is not, her acting is not wonderful. Kal-El, no! Like, it's so bad.
Maybe you're right.
It's so bad.
Not to be gay, but.
I mean, Robin Wright Penn as the fierce whatever.
I like
Tina.
Women superhero shit.
Of course.
So maybe she's not good and I'm just gay and I like it.
Yes, you give her the benefit of the doubt. She is so bad that she can't get it from me. Like, You know, it's like Halle Berry's Storm. Do you know what happens to a frog when it gets electrocuted?
Did you like that?
The same thing that happens to everything else.
Did you like that? Well, that's a writing issue.
Yes, totally.
Did you like The Batman?
Which the most recent one?
The Batman.
The Batman. I did.
Because let me tell you who turned in that movie.
Who? Paul Dano? Robert Pattinson?
It wasn't Zoe Robert Kravitz. Pattinson, and it wasn't Zoe Kravitz, although they were fine.
It was Colin Farrell?
No. Colin Farrell?
Calista Flock. He was the gross, ugly, fat mayor.
Oh, no. The guy who plays the Riddler from Little Miss Sunshine.
Paul Dano.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in There
he
Will Be Blood, bitch.
He was amazing in The Batman.
No, he's incredible in everything.
He plays like a 4chan Reddit,
yeah,
like incel version of the Riddler. It was so cunty.
Have you seen There Will Be Blood?
No.
He plays...
My sheets?
No, There Will Be...
My panties?
That is, well, There Will Be...
Panty liners?
You got to see There Will Be Blood. It's one of the best movies ever made.
What's it about?
Oil, black tar, okay. Texas tea, oil prospecting. And that Paul Dano plays twin brothers, two characters. One's a preacher. And then it is...
Sugar and Spice.
Mama, yes, Sugar and Spice, TikTok, uh-huh, everything. It is Daniel Day-Lewis,
uh-huh,
is taking the party and turning it all the way up to 11.
Isn't it a Quentin Tarantino movie?
No, it's a Paul Thomas Anderson, I believe. Yeah.
I gotta watch
it. It's perfect.
Paul Dano, he eats.
Mama, he eats,
he
and
eats,
chews and leaves no crumbs. And Daniel Dave... Takes the whole buffet up his ass.
Yeah.
Takes the whole buffet, craft services up his ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's like almost insane how good he is in it.
Are you going to, if I watch that, will you finally watch The Visit?
Absolutely, I will.
With the grandparents?
Absolutely. I was looking for it because I thought it was Mama.
No.
Mama.
That's Mama. Did you like Mama?
We have Mama. I watched the trailer with Jessica Chastain.
Mama.
And Mama Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of options.
Mama.
Megan honestly gave me Ma in a great way.
She gave me little sis Ma. It could have been. I hope that they do.
Don't make me drink alone.
Yeah. It was fun to see with people. If I had saw it alone at home, I probably would have been like, meh. It was fun to see with people because mm-hmm. those song interludes were hysterical. Great touches.
Crazy.
So funny. But there was, I needed more gore, Mama, more blood and guts.
I know.
I thought that thing was a shotgun, not a water gun.
But you got me borderline scared to watch The Terrifier.
Mama, The Terrifier is disgusting.
I'm nervous about that.
I want to watch
because I don't like Crimes of the Future.
Can I watch one scene with you today?
But are you going to watch me while I watch
yes,
it?
Yes, it's only 5 minutes long, but I don't think you'll be able to finish it because I don't know if I will.
But you love it.
I don't love it. It was a unforgettable experience.
Mm-hmm.
Unforgettable movie going experience. The movie is it should have been cut in half, edited. It was badly edited.
Have you ever seen the movie Unforgettable?
Unforgivable?
Unforgettable. Isn't that the Beyonce movie? No, Obsessed is Beyonce.
Obsessed, yeah.
Do you remember when she kicks that blonde girl in the face and says, "Get off me, you crazy white bitch."
Is that Ellie Larder?
Yes.
Yes.
So cunty.
Yeah. You crazy white bitch.
But have you seen the movie with, what's her name from Grey's Anatomy? Smoker. Katherine Heigl.
Katherine Heigl.
Have you seen the movie with her and Rosario Dawson? Rosario Dawson's like the stepmom and Katherine Heigl's like the uptight ex-wife?
No.
Bitch!
Is it fierce? Is it like horror?
Funny. Pin straight, 6'13", blonde hair in the mirror, combing it like a psychopath.
So
are you going to watch The Last of Us?
Is it a show, a series?
Yes.
Is it only one season?
It's new. We don't know.
Okay, then I will.
Okay.
I shall be tuning in.
I played the game a bunch of times and it's...
Is it Fierce Tina?
Yes. And you know, I'm not a hater. So, but some people when they like, I read the Stephen King book, so I can't watch the movie.
But they're two different things.
I can watch the show.
It's two different things.
Not expect it to be the game.
Because it's a movie, not a game, and yeah, not a book. Three different things. Do you think I don't expect my shoes to be hats?
This is one of those games where the acting and the animation pushed the limits of like storytelling. And I mean, it made grown men cry, this game.
What is up with Silent Hill and that pyramid head? Why do I keep seeing him fucking people online?
What are you talking about?
I see porno versions of Pyramid Head from
what?
Silent Hill.
Well, Pyramid Head is daddy. That's
okay,
why.
Okay, so
he's daddy.
He's fucking...
He's got a great physique and he's like silent and kind of...
He's like Jason except with a triangle.
Yeah, and like very violent and sort of unrelenting. And there's something very hot about that.
Threat, okay.
So I would let Pyramid fucking...
Wait, even with that large... He had to drop the sword first.
Perforated colon.
Yeah, but he's got this... In these little videos I've been perusing, uh-huh. Every once in a while, of course, for research purposes, he's got the dick of death.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. Silent Hill.
I don't have like a big dick obsession, but Pyramid Head, you know he's got a big demon dick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not like, I'm going to fucking bring you pain. Wait, like, that's not happening. Boop,
boop, boop, let me just get hard first. Oh, yeah. No.
What do you think about really big, heavy jewelry on a dick?
Okay, so
not
I'm not.
Piercings. Pearls. You know, a wrist Rolex.
Yeah, like sapphires, yeah. And peridot.
But what do you think about like when people wear platinum their dick settings. And it's that big metal loop off the end?
If so, for me personally, it's definitely not a turn on. It verges on turn offs. Cock rings for me are actually quite a turn off.
In what way?
The accessory.
Just like the presence of it.
Yeah, the presence of it. I find them to be not like.
Have you ever worn one?
Yeah.
I find them in.
I hate them.
Incredibly uncomfortable. Horrible.
And I think, yes,
I tear out about half my pubes.
It's horrible. They don't even work. Like, they just stay hard. You know, if you can stay
I want
hard.
My dick to be hard, but I don't want it scary hard and slightly in pain.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want these things.
Yeah. Because I'm not into CBT cock and ball torture, you know?
But then people who like the cock rings, they're like, well, maybe you have the wrong size. I'm like, or maybe you like your dick to hurt and that's fine, but yeah, I really don't like the way they look.
And I also don't like like accoutrement, sexy accoutrement in the bedroom, like leather harnesses or straps or things like that.
Girl.
I know there was a corner and played out, but I really don't like the cock rings that are like a leather strap with a snap.
Why?
It just makes me like snap in the skin. It just makes me feel like a...
Mary, the rubber ones you have to like stretch to get off. That's worse.
Do, and then it's there.
But then you have to pull it off and you take off about 75 pubes.
But not if they've all fallen out due to my autoimmune disorder.
But yours are so gray.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
like,
thick.
It's
Do you have a gray pube?
No.
No. How would you know though? You're blonde.
I'm blind too. No, I'm like dishwater. I have like brown. Ew. I want to talk about my pubic here.
Gray pubes.
Pubes is such a disgusting word.
Pubes. You like pubes, bitch.
What color are your pubes?
Show me
bitch.
Those pubes, bitch.
I hate that word.
Why don't we go down to like the Abbey and go to one of the go-go dancers and be like, show me those pubes.
Yeah, can we get a glimpse of those pubes, baby, big bushy pubes?
Our friend Daniel was visiting.
Yeah.
And he was like, the grinder, the et cetera here. He's like, the full fisting and the drug use. I said, this is Los Angeles.
Mama,
that is.
It's the trifecta. It's fisting, drug use, and then shitting.
Yeah.
Because you look at it, it's like, oh, wow, is this a modeling catalog online here? And you're like, huh, why is that 10 talking to me? Oh, because they want me to go lay a turd in their mouth.
Right.
On Fairfax and Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Well.
Well, this. Thank you all so much, and happy Insurrection Day,
January 6th.
January 6th. It will live in our hearts and minds for quite a while.
That was really shocking to watch last year.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I don't like her.
She is a literal lunatic.
I don't get into her.
No, she's not. I don't even find her ironically entertaining.
But you know, a lot of times with people across the aisle, I try to go. Well, everyone's telling their own story. Everybody's trying their best.
This ain't no
with
aisle.
With her, it's really hard.
This ain't no aisle. This is a person who's talking about Jewish lasers. You know what I mean? This is a person who is not connected with any kind of consensus reality fit to govern a population of
people.
But
just yesterday, I went up on the roof and helped David polish his laser.
Wait, and then we had great weather today.
I know. Should we start calling David and asking for him to adjust the weather?
But, David, enough already. I mean, silver. I know you know a Goldstein. Come on, let's get a sunny day.
People
out there believe that Jews control the weather.
People are insane.
Yes.
People are insane. And then they become officials in office.
That's what I don't understand.
Just sit.
No.
What happens when crazy people used to push a shopping cart?
Oh, no. Go get a job. Own a business, own a crazy rifle business or something, but do not become a public servant, you fucking
freak. You really
freak.
Don't have to.
Public service. They're not doing none of that. It's crazy.
I want to do public service. My public service, I mean, I want to help the people I want.
Yeah. I want to spout crazy conspiracy theories, live large, and just drum up paranoia and hysteria in my constituency.
Politicians should be paid nothing. Mama, they should get minimum wage.
Thank you. Say it again.
Maybe not minimum wage, but like livable.
Minimum wage, because then we would have a livable wage. The minimum wage would be $400 an hour.
Well, that's what I mean. It has to be dynamic minimum wage.
Yeah.
It has to be like, you know.
They're servants. They serve the public. And yet they don't pay their taxes.
And people should
They're fucking hookers.
People should not be allowed to take money.
Like from lobbyists and shit and corporations.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we have an oligarchy, a capitalist oligarchy here. Big pharma.
Like it.
No, it sucks shit.
Let's move
to Denmark.
It's
not fair. Yeah.
Fleeky, bleaky.
Bleaky, bleaky, Denmarky.
Bye.
Bye.